Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Peter writes something that all of us ought to never forget. It should be the thought that we wake up to. It should be the thought that we go to bed to. Knowing this, that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like gold or silver from your aimless conduct received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. What is it that you have watched people over the years that you have been alive amass for themselves? A wealth? They buy and sell gold and silver and precious stones. They build for themselves large homes, amass for themselves a great collection of wonderful and exotic cars. Some will even purchase for themselves islands, and they will call lands after their own name. But what do they take away when they die? Naked I came into the world, and naked I shall depart it. So what is it that we take from this world? If we have not faith, if we have not been purchased by the blood of Christ and have received this in faith, we take with us nothing but condemnation. We go down to the pit, and as you heard the psalmist say, they shall see darkness and never again the light. Your redemption is very costly. It cannot be purchased with gold or silver. It cannot be earned by the very best of careers and the most noblest and honorable professions. You cannot redeem your brother even by sacrificing your life for them. No. Not even the very best of hearts can redeem another. You were bought. You were paid for. The debt of sin which stood against you was taken by Christ. And it is His blood that has spilled over you. And though maybe, as Luther would say, just a simple drop of that blood would have been enough to redeem the sins of the whole world, God did not give only a drop of the Son's blood, but it poured out of His side. The abundance of God's grace lavished on us, poured out on us, a flood, a washing away, a rebirth, a renewal in the grace that comes from Jesus Christ. Luther wrote in his baptismal hymn these words, said, "All that the mortal eye beholds is water as we pour it. Before the eye of faith unholds the power of Jesus' merit. For here it sees the crimson flood to all our ills brings healing. The wonder of His precious blood, the love of God revealing, assuring His own pardon." You saw Logan give me no exchange for what was given to him today. He didn't purchase that baptism. He didn't force me to say the words that were spoken over him. Nothing was placed into that water. It was plain water until added to it was the Word of God. The Word of God comes with the water, and now it is no longer a plain and simple water as it is poured upon the head of this child brought to the Lord. For all of us are to receive the kingdom of God as little children. Those who offer nothing but come pleading the mercy of God, that He might give us what we do not deserve, what we cannot purchase, what we cannot ever repay, but simply receive. And while to our eyes it was water, to faith it was a promise. that now, Logan, you are God's own child, and that God is your Father, just as He has spoken to each one of you in this room. To faith, what happened here this night was the voice of a promise of God, that I will not leave you or abandon you, that I have given the most precious thing, that is my own Son, and the shedding of His blood for your redemption, to buy you back from all things that stood against you. Every evil thought, every word, every deed, everything that you have ever done against the will of God, the Lord has cleansed it from you. He bought you back. The confidence that we ought to have as Christians at hearing those words, that we were redeemed not with something corruptible, but with the holy and innocent blood of Jesus, ought to make us stop and think. The confidence that we ought to have as we walk in this life, even as we see many people amass for themselves great wealth, and we may be among the poor. They might amass for themselves a great amount of honor and respect in the world, and kings may seek them for wisdom while they put dear Christians in prison. But let that not bother you. For what does the psalmist say? He says these words: "But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. He shall receive me." Christ has risen from the dead. He has redeemed us from the power of the grave. He has brought us through baptism to live a new life as those who are born in Christ, united to His death in His crucifixion, and also raised with Him in glory in His resurrection. And we are awakened to a new and living hope in Christ. That is, we know that what we shall see after the clouds and gloom of this present age are over is the light, who is Christ our Lord. For He is the resurrection and the light. He is our life, and we are the ones whom He has bought. He shall come again for us. And these bodies which have received the water and the word, they shall be raised to glory. These bodies which have done things that they should have never done, and these minds which have thought things they should have never thought, and these tongues which have spoken things that they should have never spoken, shall be done away with. And you shall be a new creation. The old shall pass and the new shall come. Your bodies will be glorified. Sin will be gone forever. Your baptism will be fulfilled, completed. So until then, until that day when Christ returns and raises us up from the pit, we will wake every morning with that thought on our head, in our mind, that our God gave nothing of importance to the world, but of all importance to Himself, He shed the blood of His only Son for us. For us poor, miserable sinners, He did such a great thing that we may raise ourselves in each morning to the mercy of God anew, that we might see the true faithfulness of the Lord for His people, and be filled with all sorts of confidence to walk every day in trust that God will deliver us through it all. So, Logan, this day you have a new life. God has blessed you with that. Walk in the light of Christ. And do not fear, though the world may seem overwhelming and though the trials that are going to be before you seem difficult to traverse, don't fear, for God is with you. And you are now a member of Christ's body. You're no longer in this, the multitude of unbelievers. You have been set with Christ, and we are with you. You have a family, a new family. A family that you didn't have to work for or do anything for. A family given to you again by God. So rejoice in a great hope, just as we all remember how great a hope it has been for us in living in our baptisms each day. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, guard and keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
See you with the next.